Blog Talk Radio.
Urban search and rescue is part of FEMA.
We're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. We arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning. And not until today did we get a full opportunity to work the entire site.
To be honest with you, we arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning.
Today we were running an exercise for a company, bearing in mind now in the private sector, and we sat everybody down in the city, 1,000 people involved in the whole organization, but the crisis team, and the
maternity team. Yeah, we arrived the night before, not 11. Oh, what kind of crash is this, man? Forgive me, but I'm almost tempted to play that again. For real. We arrived the night before 9/11, and we conspiracy people are a bunch of morons. I mean, come on, I'm going to play it again. I just feel like playing it again. Please, everybody just work with me today. Here.
Kennedy, a rescue worker with the National Urban Search and Rescue, is part of FEMA.
We're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. We arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning. And not until...
Oh, yeah, and we had our... everybody had their own crystal ball, so we all were summoned by the spirits to come here, and I'm just joking. Isn't that what John Kennedy said, though, when he was talking? John Kennedy, he kind of talks in, to me at least, because I'm not that smart. He talks in parables, it seems like to me. But isn't that what he said? That our media is responsible to let us know what's going on. Instead, they're just part of the problem. And this show was about this Sunday, I've already went to the Lord's house and worshiped God. So I'm not really complaining. So don't put it in the complaining section of your judgment of me today. Just put it in the I'm frustrated section. Just put it in the I'm frustrated section. Please, you do me a favor. Because you know what? When it's all said and done, it's going to... I want y'all to listen to this. Listen to this. Now, the terror drills is coming up. Now, I'm not saying nothing's going to happen on these terror drills on the 27th and through the 31st of July. So I'm not saying something's going to happen. So I'm not 100%, oh, yeah, that's going to be something there happening. But as I watch the news, I try to say, okay, if something, what I did was I go into the future. I get into my mental time machine, and I think about what would we have been looking for on the news to give us warning that this terror attack was going to happen. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but you know what I mean? Like Newt Gingrich on Fox, some of them. I think it's going to be a neutron bomb or some type of dirty bomb, and they might even pull off a chemical. How do you know that? Oh, the CIA told me. Because you're part of the problem. You're part of the system, buddy. That's how you know that. Or you got, now, when Pat Buchanan says, yeah, this is what's going to happen, I feel more listen, even though he's halfway through, he's got one foot in the establishment and one foot out. I sort of listen to him. But when it's somebody like Newt Gingrich, I'm like, even I like Alex Jones, so I normally listen to him, but Glenn Beck, he has one foot in, one foot out, and sometimes we don't know if the other foot is cut off and it's just hanging on the other side. But sometimes these guys try to get their ratings up. Now, I don't believe Savage is... I think Savage is actually... I think he's sincere. He's just not going to come out and say, I think Obama's going to set off a nuke and blame it on white Al-Qaeda, you know. Yeah. I want y'all to listen to this anyway.
Have you heard about this new thing going on in Great Britain that Al-Qaeda written up all these Britons, essentially, 1,400 strong, apparently, in a new, what's being called a new white Al-Qaeda army. Tougher to detect, potentially.
Yeah, because they're not Muslims. They look just
exactly
like
right.
regular British people.
They're converts.
Also, we're going to talk more about the controversial subject regarding Al-Qaeda. Are they recruiting a white army now in Great Britain? Some people say it's 1,400 people strong, and why is that important? Because this is what we've always talked about, that if you have people in one country transplanting to another religion, and they maybe aren't exactly what you think they are, that can be more difficult to fight.
Yeah, they're converting them in prison to
kill us.
Muslims. Yeah, okay, great.
So I'm going to stop it right there, but white Al-Qaeda, black Al-Qaeda, Puerto Rican Al-Qaeda, Mexican Al-Qaeda, the enemy is going to be me, who gets up in the morning and looks in the mirror and see me. That's the new enemy for the government. We're the new enemy. You can look at the legislation and see. And one of the acts, I don't know if it's the Patriot Act or not, but if you cross in the street, you're considered a terrorist. So they've been getting us ready through the Bush administration, even the Clinton administration. I don't know too much about George H. Bush, but I know that, you know he's part of the New World Order because he said it himself. This is a New World Order. This war is for a New World Order. But as far as George Bush Jr., I'm pretty sure he was part of the problem or the establishment. So, the terror drills is coming up. Now, I don't want to scare off nobody, but I talk about, if you listen to any of my other prior programs, I talk about the sign in the sky that was the eclipse from God. And it was the longest eclipse. It lasted for 6 minutes, 6 seconds. Go figure, 6-6. But it was also in the times of off. Now, that's a 9 day, actually a 10 day period. But the 9th of August is the 30th. So most of the things that happen in Jewish history happen on the 30th. Now, this is a solar eclipse, which represents the Gentiles. The lunar eclipse represents the Jewish people. So whenever there's a solar eclipse, the focus is on the Gentiles. Whenever there's a lunar eclipse, the focus is on Israel. Now, this is a solar eclipse. This was a solar eclipse. Now, isn't it funny, weird that the solar eclipse comes at the same time as the terror drill? Does that mean they're going to go live? We don't know. This one person left a comment, and it scares me kind of a little bit. He says, watch your back on Blog Talk Radio, because I just come out and say it. And if terror drills come up, these are martial art drills. And one of the things they're going to be doing on these martial art drills is rounding up people. Now, if I can consider myself a martyr for Jesus Christ, that's fine. If I consider myself, you know, going to jail, that's fine. But here's the deal. I believe you can only go so far with Romans chapter 13. When do you become a watchman? We're based off the Old Testament. Ezekiel 33 asks us to be watchmen. When do you say, okay, enough is enough? Romans chapter 13 goes out of the window. When they take all your everything you got, including your Bible, when do you warn somebody? Now, I'm not saying you can go against the government. I'm not saying go get your firearm, start shooting against the government automatically. They're going to shoot you anyway. If they don't get you, normal citizen will get you. So I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, when do you say, okay, enough is enough? Now, if we listen to most of these Christian churches, we are going to be taking a mark and going to hell. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, think about it. They want you to wait until the Antichrist or some other villain rises up and tell you what to do and take all your rights, even to serve God. Oh, there's a legislation in Congress that will eventually take all your rights for you as a radio show Christian host, and they're going to make you talk about homosexuality and all this other stuff. And if they don't, if you don't talk about it, they're going to put you off the air. When did these preachers on TV, which are false prophets anyway, when did they step up? None of the ones on TV gonna step up. I can tell you that right now. And even the ones that are talking about Bible prophecy, they kind of still water it down. They actually water down Bible prophecy. Now, I am very concerned about our church in our world. Now, I didn't really have a definite angle where I was going to take the show, but I am concerned about the spirit of the churches today. I'm concerned about the normal citizen, the secular citizen, who can't understand for the life of me why, when I tell them the Federal Reserve is not federal, they look at me with this blank stare and say, I don't care. Well, they don't say it, but that's what they're looking at you like. That's a big deal. That's a big deal, folks. Now, if we are attacked, I have no idea how. I know martial law will be declared. I can almost bet you that. And then check this out, folks. President Obama has a meeting on the 9th of August with his buddies, the North American Union buddies. They're going to go camping in the forest, campfire with marshmallows. They're going to toast. They're going to be like, oh, yes, let's do it, folks. Let's steal the rest of Americans and Canada's money and give it to Mexico. Let's flatten the surface so everybody can sing Kumbaya and, oh, it's great. I just love being a peasant. Actually, peasants look better than the rich people because when the society collapses, the peasants already know how to live that way. Now, Jesus is coming back. And I don't know who wants to hear that. I don't really care who wants to hear that. But Jesus promised that to his disciples that he will come back. Now, that's fine. Now, here's the deal. We got 3 days. We got, what's the day, 26? We got 5 days left, 6 days left in this month, I think, if I can count. If something happens of a magnitude that's huge, this is my opinion. It's not thus says the Lord to me. Nobody told me this. God didn't say come to me. But this is what he's revealed to me as far as signs. If something with a big magnitude that will affect the whole world and send us into martial law, Jesus will come back less than 60 days. Now, if it's something that's small, last year when the sign was there, it was a sign. There was a solar eclipse on the times of awe on the 1st of August. So it happened on the 1st of awe. The chances of it happening 3 years in a row on the 1st of awe, which is their month of the Jewish month, the solar eclipse, what's the chances of that happening 3 years in a row? 2008, 2009, and 2010. Now, if 2008, well, Russia will play a big part. Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will play a big part. So in 2008, on the 8th of all, I think it was the 9th, it was 888, it was as if God was trying to tell us something. This is me talking. Russia will play a big part to invade Israel in the last day. So if Russia plays a big part, and that was a sign, the sign happened before that. So I was telling people, I didn't have a radio program, but I was telling people to watch the sign, watch something happen. And surely be, it might, and I said this, I said it might not be that big of a deal to the whole world. But 2009 and 2010 had a solar eclipse on the times of awe. The times of awe is when the Jewish people lost both temples. Adolf Hitler gave the decree to kill the Jews. Okay. Most of the violent wars happened, including Lebanon's war, I think one or two. Two happened definitely. So this time period is serious. Now, what's the chances, okay, answer this question for me. What's the chances of me knowing that last year but not knowing about the drills? I knew something would happen when I looked at the calendar last year. I knew something had to happen that was of a big magnitude between the 21st of July and the 31st of July. Those are big. That eclipse was a big sign. It was the longest eclipse. So what is going to happen? We don't know. Let me take a guess, though. I believe they're leaning towards nuclear bombs, some type of a dirty bomb going off in major cities to blame it on white Al-Qaeda or black Al-Qaeda. I looked in the mirror and saw the enemy, and it was me. That's what we're going, folks. The enemy of this one world government, the enemy of the secret societies is the American people. Actually, a whole people of the world. It's a sovereign nation. So if the terrorist attack is, if it happens, and I'm pretty sure something's going to happen. Something is going to happen in the next couple of days, unless the sign is just illegit. Something's going to happen in the next couple of days. I don't know what it is. And I knew that without the terror drill. You can take out the terror drills and go to YouTube, and punch in terror drills, or NLE 2009, and tell you all about the terror drills. Now, the solar eclipse was over India and China, and also kind of went over towards North Korea. So are they going to do something? We don't know. Is terror drills going to spark something? Now, I'm starting to see a friendship between North Korea and Iran. Of course, that friendship was already there. I just didn't see it. So could that be something to look at? Is that something we need to see, that maybe that's going to play a big part in the next couple of days? We don't know. But I think it's kind of funny how President Obama and the rest of the Northern American Union have a meeting on the 9th. Can you picture a terrorist attack happening bad enough that we have to get together and say we have to come together and make a one world union, the North American Union? We have to. And then there's bang run legislation that's already been passed for September. And what did Henry Kissinger say? He told Rothschild that we would have the United States just armed by September of 2009. I bet you he will. If you go, and I'm not trying to mix anybody up out there, but September, the fall feast in the Bible are very important. The spring feast have already been done with Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost. Now we have the Feast of Trumpets. We have Yom Kippur and Tabernacle to go. So whenever Jesus is going to come back, he will come back in the fall for his church. I don't care if anybody out there believes in the rapture or not. It's going to happen. And when that happens, if you were to guess 10 years ago what would happen, if you would have took your time and figured out what would happen prior to the route Jesus Christ coming back for his church, what would happen that fall, that spring? What would start to happen that spring? What would start to happen around April? What would start to happen around May? I can actually go back to 2007, Christmas time, and tell you exactly what was going to happen. That's why I wish I'd had a radio show, because that's how I can prove it. I knew that the markers had, in order to get rid of the United States, you have to get rid of the markets. You have to get rid of their economic strength. Now, why is it that India is saying right now, and this is kind of offline, but they're saying we need a military to match our economy. Now, if you think about closely what they're saying, it makes sense. So think about this. The United States, I said this 2007. I said that the United States had to decline because we're not in Bible prophecy. We don't stand out, at least, in Bible prophecy. We join somebody. So it happened. Then I knew, I said to my wife, this April, I think it was March, I said, the markets are going to go up, down, and then around this date, which is March something, the markets are going to turn around. Well, no, I didn't say that. I said, it's going to go down all the way up until this point, then it's going to go sideways, and then around May, it's going to start going back up. If it goes back up, then this is the time for Jesus to come back in September. You say, that don't make any sense. Well, I think we're going to sort of be lured to sleep by the globalists. This is the time of Aquarius. This is their new paradigm shift. This is their, enlightenment. I was going past some books in the bookstore, and I don't pick it up because the Holy Spirit, I really get depressed or some weird feeling, but I look at the kind of the covers of the books, and they're talking about the age of Aquarius, the new enlightenment, So that was for 2013. But I put it together. I figured this out. I used Daniel Timeline on YouTube. Go to Daniel Timeline and look at it. The middle of the tribulation period is 2013. The enlightenment that they're talking about in 2012 is legit. But it's not for Christ. It's not the end of the world. 3 years away. 3.5 years away. The Antichrist will take reigns as king of the world. This is the age of Aquarius, the new enlightenment, 2013. He's going to follow the same feast that Jesus followed. Remember I was talking about earlier that Jesus already fulfilled the first four feasts? Well, he's going to fulfill those feasts to the T. The Antichrist is going to fulfill the feast. Not, maybe not to the T, but he's going to fulfill it with a counterfeit resurrection. So, with that being said, if you back up 3.5, the tribulation period is 7 years. The Bible says, and he shall confirm the covenant in Daniel chapter 9, 24:27-27. And the Antichrist shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall call the sacrifice of the deceased. That's what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 24. And when you see the abomination, the cause of desolation, speak, standing in the holy place. So the Antichrist enacts a image of himself. And everybody takes a mark. The age of enlightenment. The mark of the enlightenment. Now we all smart. So you back off 3.5 years. This is why you're getting things. If something happens this week coming up, then I'm right. But it has to be something of a great magnitude that will affect every American. 9/11 affects every American, but not too closely. Now, going back to what I was talking about earlier, and I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm just all over the place. I'm kind of walking around with the phone because my microphone doesn't work. I got a new computer, and I just haven't put it together. My laptop, for some reason, won't go to the Blog Talk radio. But, so let's go back to what I was talking about. How did I figure this out 2 years ago? What will be happening now? Well, I knew that pestilence, famine, and earthquakes had to be a big deal. Now, we haven't heard of famines yet, but I'm pretty sure that's coming in the next couple weeks. And that's going to be probably affected, probably caused by the pestilence. But it might not be because the swine flu, or they say the swine flu has nothing to do with the eating of pigs. It has nothing to do with it. So, if we look at what's going on now, everything looks like it's falling in place for this year. And I'm probably scaring off some people, but yeah, it looks like that way to me. Now, the tell-all telltale would be the next 5 days. So I was wrong, 5 days left. The next 5 days, if nothing happens in these next 5 days, then we got another year. If something happens that of a great magnitude, I'm for sure. But if something happens with a lukewarm, maybe like Oklahoma bombing, then I'm not so sure. But it has to be big enough to herd up the masses. It has to be big enough. Okay? And don't forget, this is a signal from God. The solar eclipse, which lasted 6 minutes, 6 seconds, is a signal from God saying, look out. So if you watch Daniel's timeline on YouTube, you'll notice that he stops at 2010. He says that the end, Jesus will make his second coming to the earth, 2016 and October. He like his final, so everything will be done around October. But if you think about it, 2016 to October, so you back up 7 years, what do you get? You get 2009 September, I mean October. Now, when is the church going to leave? Say, no man knows the day and hour. Nobody knows when the church is going to leave. Well, you're right. We weren't supposed to know. That's how he put it. Because the church is already lukewarm as it is. Not all the church. There's some people on fire for God out there. But I'm saying a lot of the church body is lukewarm. So the hot church is going to be raptured. Now, Church of Philadelphia will be raptured out. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah happens on the 19th and 20th. And this year. Now, here's your clue for that. Now, if the next couple of days is something happens big, and then everything starts to happen to a point where a lot of people understand, hey, this is it. Damascus has to be taken out first. You say, do you hold the patents on? No, it's no private interpretation. But a lot of people, we all know, a lot of people know that Damascus is going to play a big part in this, Syria. So Israel will get into it with Hezbollah first. Then Syria will join in. And then it'd be a sort of a dragged out war for a couple of days, maybe a week. And then Syria will start shooting over chemical weapons. Israel will start firing even harder. And then to a point, Israel says, you know what? That's too much. So they go over and drop a nuke on them. So President Obama calls, ceasefire, y'all need to stop it. Okay, y'all need to stop this. So he comes up and signs a peace deal, which is probably for 10 years or doesn't even have a number on it, and everybody's going to call him the Antichrist. Oh, see, Obama's the Antichrist. The Bible says that the Antichrist should be the king of fierce features. That eliminates him already. The king that should have a look more stout than his fellows. That eliminates him already. Mr. Teleprompter Man, the king with a big mouth. Or he should be given the mouth speaking boastful words. The Antichrist is Mr. Big Mouth. But I don't think the Antichrist is going to be using the teleprompter. Because the Bible says he was given a mouth. He wasn't given a teleprompter. He was given a mouth. Obama's not the greatest speaker if you take his teleprompters away. So, with that being said, Israel strikes Syria. The whole world body goes against them, and Israel is forced to sign a peace deal. Okay, so let's just say that's around the later part of August, going into September. Okay, everybody's singing Kumbaya, but the economies are crashing. But don't forget, Israel would have been fighting Iran, too. So now, just before that peace deal, though, Israel struck Iran's nuclear facilities. Then they had a peace deal, so I left that part out. Sorry about that. Okay, after that is done, Russia will decide, hey, sometime around September 10th, we're going to decide we're going to go ahead and go down to Israel and take them out. So, September 18, 2009, Russia decides to invade. Now, to keep in mind, this is Rosh Hashanah. Russia goes in and invades. God knocks the Russian army out. He comes in the clouds, knocks the Russian armies out, and calls, Jonathan, come forth. And the rapture happens simultaneously, just like Lot. And Lot left the city, and the rocks were falling. God takes his church out. 10 days later, the Antichrist, actually he rose right immediately after that. Seems kind of weird, but Syria needs a new leader. Wow. Overnight. But who do we get? Who do we get to become the Syrian new leader? Because the Syrian government was taken out. Remember, Damascus was destroyed. Who do we get? So, somebody who holds ties to the monarchy, somebody who holds ties to the monarchy, is now put in place as the king of Syria. So now he's a monarch. So they return to the monarchs, to the lineage. Okay? So what happens then? The Antichrist starts to will and deal. He starts to will and deal. And then he gets everybody to start listening to him. And he gets everybody to start listening. And he gets all sides, including Syria, to listen. Including Israel, excuse me. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to be right back, okay? So just hold tight, whoever's out there listening. I'm going to let y'all listen to some Lennon LaRouche.
The issue is not the election. The election is a battle in a war. It is not something unto itself. The result of this election in itself is a matter of indifference. It's a question of how the battle is won and lost, which is important. But there's another issue here. There's also an issue of World War III. And World War III is between the British Empire, better known as the Anglo-Dutch liberal banking financial system on the one side, and the principal nations of Eurasia, Russia, China, India, and other nations are the targets of intended warfare by the British Empire, which is already turning Europe into a mere colony of the British Empire through the program of the Lisbon Treaty. If the Lisbon Treaty were adopted and is being pushed for adoption now, there would not be a single nation on the continent of Europe west of Belarus and Russia which had any sovereignty whatsoever. The British Empire would control the entirety of that region of Europe, from Portugal to the borders of Belarus and Russia, as a puppet of the Anglo-Dutch liberal financial interests. It is those interests represented in the United States for a long time, have taken over control of the US dollar, control of the United States. Now they're moving in for the kill. The same cartel that put Mussolini into power in Italy, the same cartel that put Hitler into power in Germany. And we're now at the brink of something like a Hitler power taking over the United States. If they grab the United States, then they will grab all of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty. If they control the United States and the parts of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty, then you will have an actual fighting war emerging on this planet. You will have dictatorship. You will have mass starvation. The elimination of whole sections of the population of parts of the world through starvation. And that's part of the British program. It's the food war. That's the situation. We're not dealing with an election. We're dealing with whether there is in the United States, in the top layers of society, the moral fitness to survive. And so far, the vote is, in the leadership of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, neither is morally fit to survive. They're as unmorally fit to survive as the people who backed Mussolini and backed Hitler back in the 1920s and the 1930s. And if we allow this to happen, we will get the same kind of treatment that the victims of Mussolini, Hitler, and so forth suffered. That's what he said. We have to win this war against that evil empire.
Feeling that the leader is not going to budge, because the Bible did say
that one day God's going to stop listening to the prayers even of the righteous, because time is up. The devil can't keep going forever. Not only are we praying for our own circumstances and our friends and family and friends and the world and the governments of the world and circumstances and all kinds of other issues, we're also praying that the devil gets longer time to live. So one of these times the devil's going to run out of time, and God's going to curse, he's going to punish the devil. Now, the devil was promoting abortion a long time ago during when Melech was giving babies as a sacrifice. And even today, the times have not changed. What did Ecclesiastes say? The more, he says, things do not change. They only stay the same. What's been is what will be. What is, what is, what will be in the future. But abortion is not right. And God's going to come down on this nation for abortion. But see, we got numb towards abortion. We were looking for the lightning to strike us after Roe versus Wade, and then they started having abortions. We were waiting for lightning to strike us, but it didn't happen at that moment. Just because you're a smoker, you start at 18, and you smoke all the way up to like 50, and then you hit the $500 million lottery, and then you find out you got cancer and die. That's upsetting. You got all this money, but you was like, well, I smoke all the time. Why didn't I get cancer a long time ago? Well, it's the same thing with abortion. Well, we've been having abortion all this time. We've been a rich nation, prosperous, and the prayers of the Christians have kept this nation going. Okay? The prayers of this nation have kept this, the prayers of the Christians have kept this nation going. We are the light of the world. We are also the messengers. We are the priests of our homes, of our communities, of our nation, of our state. So we're responsible. God bless everybody out there. I'm praying for everyone who's listening, who have a chance to listen to any of my shows ever. I'm going to start advertising this week because it's emergency. Monday, I might even start calling shows. That's just out of nowhere because I got my laptop back. I just got to figure out how I can go on the Blog Talk Radio. For some reason, the devil has it blocked. The enemy is coming against me, even in this, because he knows I can go anywhere in the house with his laptop. So I'm going to start going to my garage to do a couple shows, a lot of shows, because I'm also going to be doing YouTube shows. And in this urgency that I keep, and I just keep doing as many as I can to get the word out. So I like to go outside in the nighttime. We live in a town where we can see the highway, and you see cars moving down the highway. You come outside, and you have a couple cars going down the street. But normally, we live in such a high altitude that for some reason, the stars are so clear up here. So I like coming out and talking to God, you know. I like to hang out at nighttime, especially if I don't have to go to work or school or whatever. And I just like to pray, you know. Pray for my nation. Pray for you, listeners, you know, that you'll be aware of things that are happening. Because I noticed something about Christians, and I just started going to this church, and I had to be the one to tell them that, you know, hey, we're in the end times of the end times of the end times of the end times. We're in the last, we're not in the last days anymore. We're in the last hours. I've been wrong before. For 24 months is a long time for the way rate we're going now. Things are starting to speed up. The birth pains, we can't stop the mama in the middle of the birth pains getting harder and say, oh, you're going to have the baby later. We can't just stop the mama from having the baby once the birth pains get worse. You're not going to go down. Sometimes you do. But we've already passed that stage where the birth pains fluctuate. Now the birth pains are staying with the mom. Okay? So we're there. We just don't know. It's 12 months, 24 months, or 60 days. But my best guess, and I'm going to stick with this one, is we could be there 60 days. Ain't nobody going to hear this show because too many YouTubers, blog talk radio people are trying to teach people how to start a business. So we might not be able to warn anybody because everybody wants to, the American dream still, the American dream stay in the way because we were all asleep on the American dream. We all slept on it. The caregivers we sent to Washington of the American dream have given the American dream away. Heck, just the basic utensils, the basic we've given away by passing laws to get Americans on taxes, to get Americans on religious rights, on gun rights, on any other type of right you can think of. We've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, run astray. We've been fooled. And it don't help watching American Idol and all these other shows and going to company picnics and going up to the Himalayas and going skiing and going to playing church and watching the Super Bowl. It seems like the Super Bowl is like one repetitive loophole. You know, the NBA championship. We go from one to Christmas. We go from Christmas to Easter to 4th of July, 4th of July to Labor Day or Memorial Day, whatever you want. We keep going. We get up in the morning, we go to sleep. We get up in the morning, go to sleep. Get up in the morning, go to sleep. Some people lie so miserable, you can't understand why they don't want Jesus. You can't. I got to get my life straight before that. That's your problem. You got to get your life straight. If you read the Gospels, God has to get it straight. He gives us the power not to sin. He gives us the power to do what we're supposed to be doing. You need to enter in, have a relationship. Kiss the king before he gets away. Look, I am not wanting anything to happen in the next couple of days. I want to be proven wrong. I just want to be, not even proven, I can get that out of my vocabulary. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. But it's not because I have goals. And then a part of me wants to be right, but I don't want people dying. But it's not like I have goals, you know, I'm going to start this big ministry and go across the world, preach the gospel, and then I'm going to have another kid after this, and then I'm going to finish school at 44 years old, and then I'm going to become president of the United States. It's not like I have all these goals. I can't stand this world sometimes. Now, I have a happy life. It's kind of weird because I'm joyful, I'm joyous. But when you know abortion's going on, when you know that this world's passing away and people are sick in the hospital, well, you've got to pray for them. It's always an easy fix, but I don't know everybody, so I'm not going to pray about everybody. So in general, I'm saying people are dying and going to hell every 5 minutes. I prefer it just to be over with, but I don't have a say-so. But I know it's coming to an end, and I would rather pay people not to die, but it's going to happen sooner or later, more sooner than later. So how do I feel about people dying? I don't feel too hot. This one ministry comes on the radio saying there's going to be 3.2 million people die off the face of the earth. And it's like he's like loving it or looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to people dying. So these terror dreams come, take off. My duty is to start going out witnessing. It's already that duty. But to go out and witness, bring people to Christ, and pray for our nation, because if something major happens, big happens, then August is going to be a month of war. September is also going to be a month of war. Sooner or later, you're going to sign a quick peace agreement, which will be broken immediately. So please don't write to me, either on YouTube or Blog Talk Radio or wherever I'm going to be at, on my website, talking about Obama's the Antichrist, because he's not. I don't even think that about the Antichrist is, I don't even think his approval rating is ever going to fall. Not like Obama's is falling. I don't know who. Hold on. I got a call. I'm going to try to answer this phone, but I haven't been having any luck with callers lately. So let me try.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's John. How you doing?
Good, you? Good, you?
It's you, man?
How you doing?
Hello? I'm doing fine. Just pulled my tractor in the garage. Yeah, how's it going? So, do you think Obama's the Antichrist?
No, I don't. I have an echo on this phone, so I apologize. I don't know what the deal is. I'm gonna go ahead and take my speakerphone off. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Obama. First of all, I don't believe he's the Antichrist because when the Antichrist comes, I don't think he's gonna lose any momentum.
But he's black. He's black.
So what does that have to do with it?
That makes him bad.
Oh, he's bad because he's black.
Yeah,
okay.
Niggers are the devil.
All right, that's enough for you. Okay, see, that's what's wrong with this world right there. You hear me? That is what's wrong with I'm going to leave that on. I'm not even going to edit it out because I got the ability to edit it out. That's what's wrong with us, okay? There's hidden racism in this country. It's not about racism. It's not about race. You're either going to go to heaven or hell. You're either going to pick the right way or the wrong way. You're either going to pick Jesus or you're not. I'm sick of these religions. I'm sick of all of this. You're either going to pick Jesus or you're not. And then if you don't pick Jesus, you're going to find out on the wrong side. Okay, I'm sick of this. You know, but it's not about racism. You got one thing uncommon with everybody, and that's part of your race, your color. That's it. You still got a heart. You still got lungs. You still got a brain. Hopefully you got one. You got eyeballs. I got more in common with you than you think. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the world, humans. Caller, I pray that you will enter into heaven. I pray that you will repent one day and you will see God. Please don't see God, because every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. You will confess to the Lord. You will bow down to God, Jesus Christ, him sitting on the throne. You will bow down. Okay, I will bow down. If I make it to heaven or hell, I will bow down. President Obama will bow down. Julius Caesar will bow down. Marilyn Monroe, John F. Kennedy, you think anybody, Moses, anybody's going to bow down to Jesus Christ. Now, you're going to tell me that I'm not doing God's work when I keep getting these callers trying to stop me. Now, true, I'm not advertising, so I'm not getting a lot of people on the show. But when I do start to advertise, yeah, I'm probably going to get more people. But when I get callers like that, I know I'm doing God's will. Because you would, if I was doing something else or talking about race car drivers or NFL sports, you won't call in to me talking about the N-word. Because you know what nigger means? You know what that means? It means ignorant. And you're the only ignorant person right about now, caller. And I'm still going to pray for you, but you're ignorant. You're the only nigger I know. Right about now. Excuse my language. Forgive me, Lord. But you're the only person right now that I think is ignorant. And God will save you one day. Or at least he'll attempt to.
And I'm glad you did call in because you made my show. You made me get some momentum. Because that's what that's going to do for me. That's why I got screen calls. I just can't do it right now. I got the power to screen calls. That's why. But I don't know what screen calling is going to do. Because you can turn into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Don't matter. That's why Christ is coming back right there. But not only for you, caller, but for all of us or all the people who are not accepting Jesus. He has not come to condemn the world because of actions. He's come to condemn the world because they have or we have not chosen Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. This black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican stuff will divide this country. You mark my words. A house divided against itself will not stand. Look at President Obama talking about some white cop, black professor, that's my friend, or overreacting. Is he not divisive of his own self? Carla, I can't even blame you because our own president is divisive. A house divided against itself will not stand. This two-party system, the people in Congress are more together to destroy this nation than we are. We're divided. I say they got two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. You believe that, you got a problem. You take an airplane. We living in Seattle, Washington. I take an airplane. You take a train. You still going to get to Washington, D.C. I'm still going to get there. We just get there different times. We have a Republican and a Democrat in the White House. We still got abortion. We still got abortion. You so worried about race when we killing babies. You still worried about race when they taking us and taking our rights away from us. You worried about abortion when your own government can set off a neutron bomb in the city and you won't even know it. You so concerned about race, I mean. I hope you're concerned about abortion. You so concerned about race, son? You're going to have a rude awakening. First here and then in hell if you don't repent. God is going to save you, caller. But he's not going to force you to. He ain't going to force you to be saved. I have this one lady calling in saying some weird stuff. She sounds like she's drunk. That's when I know I'm doing God's will. See, y'all come to my chat room, y'all see a lot of people in there because I'm not really advertising. And I really don't have a straight, definite, I don't have guests or nothing. Okay? I don't have guests. And I'm going to start having guests. So my show is probably going to start getting popular, but I hope there's a way around. I think what happens is I'm going to ask God to give me discernment on who to hang up on, because sometimes I'm going to click, and the people that are listening ain't going to have no idea of why I did it. And I might be wrong. Okay, so I'm going to have this little baby girl at the end of the show go on and take me out. Matter of fact, I'm going to have her take me out right now. God bless everybody out there, and I'll be praying for everybody out there, including the caller, 1111111. That was the phone number. But God bless y'all.
Yeah. to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
God bless.